them to the, I've forgotten our name, creative common room.
I mean, technically common room.
We still need to change it eventually, hopefully. But currently, we are the common room. Yeah. Well, our nickname, I guess, is Creative Differences.
Yeah, we're slacking on getting the email to whoever runs the.
But whatever you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio here in Eastern Pennsylvania.
Oh, jeez.
Well, something stuck in my throat. That does not feel nice when talking. But I think maybe you should introduce the first song.
The first song of the evening will be Van Morrison's And It Stoned Me.
Half a mile from the county fair, and the rain came pouring down. Me and Billy standing there with a silver half a crown. And the full-up fishing rod and the tackle on our backs. We just stood there getting wet with our backs against the fence. And it stoned me to my soul. Stoned me just like jelly roll. And it stoned me. And it stoned me to my soul. Stoned me just like going home. And it stoned me. And the rain let up and the sun came up. We were so he jumped right in the driver's van, and he dropped us up the road. Yeah, we looked at the swim, and we jumped right in at the mansion fishing pool.
Don't know me. And we are back.
What'd you think of that song, Martin?
I haven't heard it before.
The Who.
I've heard of The Who.
They were a pretty rebellious band.
Were they?
Yeah, they were pretty nuts. They would smash all their instruments.
That seems expensive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was.
Are they still alive?
Their drummer died. Keith Moon. He's one of the great drummers of all time.
I've heard of Keith
Moon. One of the great drummers of all time. He died. They played at Woodstock, if you've heard of Woodstock.
I have heard of Woodstock.
They played at Woodstock, and they got... What happened at Woodstock was basically they had no way of transporting their artists, the artists that were booked to play, to the show because all of the roads were blocked off with cars and all that. And so they would shuttle all the artists in by helicopter, which is very cool. And The Who came in, and they played their set at like 4 in the morning, and Roger Daltrey, the lead singer, said it was one of the worst gigs they ever played, but it was actually a pretty legendary gig according to, you know, people that were there and, you know, rock critics and all, but it was interesting.
Apparently the person who rented out the land for Woodstock, after Woodstock, they were like shunned by the locals.
Yeah.
That really sucks.
Anyway, can you introduce the next song?
Up next is not a Woodstock band, but it's Don't Bring Me Down by Electric Light Orchestra.
We'll be right back.
That was Don't Go Breaking My Heart by Elton John. And what's your name? Evan. I just like forgot your name. Evan gave me a great compliment where he said, I'm starting to, what was it, admire your music choice?
I don't know about admire. I'm getting into it a little bit more.
That's good. I play a lot of different stuff.
You do. I've seen your Spotify playlist.
It's 102 songs of like every genre possible. But here are three facts you should know about hepatitis C. 1. Hepatitis C is a leading cause of liver cancer. 2. Hepatitis C testing is not part of routine blood work. 3. Millions of Americans have hepatitis C, but most don't know it. This disease often has no symptoms. Talk to your doctor. Early detection can save lives. And now, for the show of creative differences, which aren't that different, I guess, anymore, what are your songs?
This next song comes from an album that I discovered in the spring by an underrated band from the 70s called Television. And fun fact, I actually listened to the title track of this song, which is a 10-minute piece. It's a masterpiece, but I mean, it's, you know, 10 minutes, it's a little... It's stretching it for radio. I wish I could play it, but Martin would get...
That's a real big stretch
Martin
for radio.
Would get really
usually
angry
it's
at me.
4 minutes.
Martin would
the radio
get angry
bit.
At me if I played the title track from this album, but it's oh my God. Oh, it's a masterpiece. Oh my goodness. But I actually listened to that song with my girlfriend. We listened to it together. We were sharing earbuds. It was great. It was fantastic. But this is not the title track, unfortunately. This is another great underrated song from this album. It's called Guiding Light.
Thank you.
That was Street Spirit by Radiohead, a very, very haunting song.
And now before we swap to my music, which this show is pretty much like the same music, not much creative differences here. Maybe mine is a bit more like...
Yours a bit more commercial.
Commercial?
Commercial, like it appeals to a
it appeals to
wider
me.
Audience. Appeals to you. That's all that matters, right?
That is all that matters.
Man, we're here in this room, so.
And, but before we get to that, Evan.
We have one more public service announcement. Oh, I mean, one more, not the last one, but this is about viral hepatitis. Chronic hepatitis is a leading cause of liver cancer and liver transplants in the U.S. Millions of Americans are living with chronic hepatitis, and most do not know that they are infected. Take 5 minutes to answer a series of questions and find out if you are at risk. Using CDC's online hepatitis risk assessment, visit www.cdc.gov/hepatitis/risk assessment. Oh, and by the way, oh wait, I already announced the songs, didn't I?
You did.
I did that before.
You did.
I was going to go into a whole thing, but I guess I guess we'll just get into the next two songs.
But up next, we've got some Rolling Stones and then another song by Electric Light Orchestra.
Summer.
And we are back with the Common Room, also known as Creative Differences.
Oh, yes.
That was Evil Woman by Electric Light Orchestra.
The second ELO song of the night. Oh, boy. That's something.
I really struggle to remember music.
Yeah, you have the. So Martin has one Spotify playlist that he just calls Playlist.
It is just called Playlist.
And it's a
playlist.
List of. How many songs, Martin?
It's currently like 102 or 4.
102 or 4. That could also mean 103.
It's about 6 hours long.
It's about 6 hours long, and it covers the widest range of music you could imagine. There is...
there's rap.
There's, like, think about a song he played last week. It was, what's it called? California Dreamin'.
California Dreamin' by the Mamas and Papas.
So you got that, and then you got, what's a song from, like a total rap song? That you've played that is on it from like
there's like Post Malone and Eminem.
Then there's like Post Malone, which is like the complete opposite. I mean, I don't know. Anyway, the next song we're going to be playing
is not rap
at all. I guess some would qualified as a little bit goth. I have no idea, but like I think it's a great song.
I don't think I've heard it.
I don't think you have either. You haven't heard much of what I've played.
I've heard, I recognize...
You know the names of the bands.
I know the names and some of the names of the songs.
Some of them are big names. Yeah, yeah, of course.
But
this one, we're taking it back to 1979, Disorder by Joy Division.
of a mind.
And we are back with, I always forget what what name we're going by. Common Room / Creative Differences. If we ever
should we
email them?
Stick. Well, I mean, we've been saying that for 3 weeks now. Should we just pick one and stick with one when we're on the show? I don't know. I kind of like bouncing between both.
I do, but I still think we should change it.
Like, yeah, we should. No, we just got to email them.
Yeah.
We could totally do it at any time, but we just forget.
We forget. School's difficult, stressful.
School is difficult. Yeah, you totally forget stuff. Anyway, that last song was Nobody's Fault But Mine by The Zep. And I believe Martin has another message for us before we continue.
I do. If you're a hurricane survivor, you've been through some tough times. Rebuilding your life won't be easy. Now it's time to start your financial recovery. The first step is to contact your lender. Depending on your situation, lenders may agree to restructure the terms of your debt or defer payments of principal or interest. Whether you have a mortgage, a personal or business loan, or credit card debt, your lender may be able to help. Federal and state regulators or banks, credit unions, and thrifts continue to encourage lenders to work with customers affected by the devastating storms. If you need help contacting your lender, call 877-275-3342. You survived the storm. Now start your financial recovery by contacting your lender today. This message is brought to you by the Federal Bank, Thrift, and Credit Union Regulatory Agencies. There's a lot of big words at the end of that one.
Yeah, no, I've done that one before. It's difficult. It is
Some big, big words.
PSA. But hey, you gotta get the message across.
Now, up next is my two songs, and then to finish off the show,
two more songs, then that'll be that. We'll wrap it up.
But we'll be talking to you again before.
Oh, yes, of course.
Those last songs.
Yes.
But for now, we've got a song by the Beatles, and then a song by Pink Floyd.
Oh!
So here is Strawberry Fields Forever.
Standing on it.
again.
We are back. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just so used to, like...
I know, sorry. I didn't know if we were going to talk or not. Anyway, these are going to be our final two songs of the evening. They mean a heck of a lot to me. They mean a heck of a lot to some of the listeners out there, I would imagine.
They mean nothing to me.
They mean nothing to Martin. And you know what? I don't even care. I don't even care. Okay. Martin, you had a good night tonight. Those last two songs were fantastic, by
Thank
the way.
You.
They were really, really good. I'm really proud of you. Anyway, the final two songs of the evening. Actually, you know what? I'm going to announce the first one. I will not announce the second one because, you know, leave it, you know, it's a surprise. Anyway, the first song of... I messed that up. The second to last song will be Coyote by Joni Mitchell.
And before we say that, you have been listening...
Oh, nice job. I forgot.
...to Creative Differences, also known as The Common Room, on WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio here in Eastern Pennsylvania. And as Evan recently said, up next is Coyote by... Was it Joni Mitchell?
Joni Mitchell.
Joni Mitchell.
Thank you for listening, by the way, and we hope you have a good night.
Yeah.
Will this be the last time we're talking to the audience?
Yes, it will.
All right, well, good night,
Hope
everybody.
You all have a good night.
Yep.
A circumstance. I'm up all night in the studios in Europe. Early on your ranch, you'll be brushing out a broodmare's tail while the sun is ascending, and I'll just be getting home with my real to real. There's no comfort in there. Just how close to the bone and the skin and the eyes and the lips you can hear. Still feel so alone and still feel related. Stations in some relay, you're not a hit and run driver, no, no, racing away. You just picked up a hitcher, prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. Just picked up a hitcher, a prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. I looked a coyote right in the face on the road to Valjenny near my old hometown. He went running through the whisker weed, chasing some prize down. And those same eyes just like yours under your dark glasses, privately probing in public rooms, peeking through keyholes and number doors, where the players lick their wounds and take their temporary lovers and their pills and powders to get them through this passion play. No regrets, Coyote. I just get off a boat race. You just pick up a hitcher, prisoner of the white line.
This way again, you can rest assured. I'll always do my best for her, on that I give my word. In a world of steel-eyed death and men who are fighting to be warm, come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm. Not a word was spoke between us, there was a little risk involved. Everything up to that point had been left unresolved. Try imagining a place where it's always safe and warm. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. I was burned out from exhaustion, buried in the hail. Poisoned in the bushes and blown out on the trail. Hunted like a crocodile, ravaged in the corn. Come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm. Suddenly I turned around and she was standing there, with silver bracelets on her wrists and flowers in her hair. She walked up to me so gracefully and took my crown of thorns. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. Now there's a wall between us, something that's been lost. I took too much for granted, I got my signals crossed. Just to think that it all began on an uneventful morn. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. Well, the deputy walks on hard nails and the preacher rides a mount. But nothing really matters much, it's doom alone that counts. And the one-eyed undertaker, he blows a feudal horn. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. Heard newborn babies wailing like a mourning dove, and old men with broken teeth stranded without love. Do I understand your question, man? Is it hopeless and forlorn? Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. In a little hilltop village, they gambled for my clothes. I bargained for salvation and she gave me a lethal dose. I offered up my innocence, I got repaid with scorn. Come in, she said, I'll give you a shelter from the storm. Well, living in a foreign country, but I'm bound to cross the line. Beauty walks the razor's edge, someday I'll make it mine. If I could only turn back the clock to when God and her were born. Come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm.